How did the Kohen Gadol say the bracha that he made on Yom Kippurim after he finished doing the avodah on the Kodesh HaKadosh? Chazan HaKnesset Noisel Sefer Torah V'Noisel L'Rosh HaKnesset. Before he said the bracha, first they read from the Torah. The Shamish would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Gabbai. Rosh HaKnesset Noisel L'Skan. The Gabbai would then give the Sefer Torah to the second in line to the Kohen Gadol. V'Skan Noisel L'Kohen Gadol. The Skan would then give the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol himself. The Kohen Gadol Oymed Umakabo V'Kuri Oymed. Kohen Gadol would stand up. He would take the Sefer Torah from the Skan and he would read the Sefer Torah standing. Now the reason why we pass the Sefer Torah from hand to hand is, as we find in the pasuk, it says Barov Am Hadras Melech. The more people involved in a mitzvah, the more coveted it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Kuri Achrei Mois V'Ach Ba'Asar. Kohen Gadol will then read from the Sefer Torah and parts of Achrimos, which deals with Yom HaKippurim, and he would read the parsha of Ach Ba'Asur, which is in Parshas Emor that also deals with Yom HaKippurim. V'Gadol Es HaTorah Manicha B'Cheko V'Omer. He would then roll up the Sefer Torah and close it, put it in his lap, and he would say, Yoyser Mimasha Karisi Lefnechem Kosov Kan. More than what I read in front of you is written here in the Sefer Torah. U'Va'Asur Shebechumash HaPekudim Kore Alpeh. He would then read Parshas Uva'asur, which is in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbor. He would read that by heart. Now, the reason why he said more than what I read in front of you is written here in the Sefer Torah is that people shouldn't think, since he's reading Parshas Uva'asur by heart, that this Parsha is actually not written in the Sefer Torah. So he says, more than what I am reading is written in the Sefer Torah. The reason why the Kohen Gadol reads this Parsha by heart is, since this Parsha is in Pinchas, which is far away from Parshas Emor, it would take a long time to roll the Sefer Torah to there, and it would be Tircha, the Tzibura, the Sibur, would have to wait around, and we don't want to do that. And to bring a second Sefer Torah also is not possible, as since the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim is the only one that is making the brachas on the Sefer Torah, one person cannot make brachas on two separate Sefer Torah. As people might think, the reason why we are bringing a second Sefer Torah is because the first Sefer Torah is possible. We don't want people to think that, so it is preparable that the Kohen Gadol read this parsha by heart. Umavarech alaha shmoyne brachas. The Kohen Gadol would then make eight brachas. Ala Torah. He would make the bracha ala Torah. Asher nason lanu. V'al ha'avoda. He would say the bracha of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. V'al ha'hodoya. He would then say the bracha of Moedim Anachulach. V'al mechila sa'ova. He would say the bracha of Atav Bechartanu, which ends with Melech Meichel V'soleach La'avoy Neisenu. V'al ha'migdash. He would make a bracha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence should be in the Beit HaMikdash, and he would end that bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Shoichein B'tziyah. V'al Yisrael. He would daven for Klal Yisrael and end that bracha with Baruch HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael. V'al HaKornim. He would make a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be makabo the korbanos beratzon, and he would end that bracha with makadish hakohenim v'al shar tefila. And then he would say the remaining tefila, which is that Klal Yisrael should be saved from their enemies, and he would end that bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem shomea tefila. Parshas Hamelach Kesa. How is the Melach Makayim the mitzvah of Hakel? Mitzvah yantiv harishon shel chag. At the end of the first day of Sukkot, by Shemini in the eighth year, the Mitzvah Shvi is the year after Shemitah. Oisin lo bima shall eat bazara. And made for him a bima made out of wood in the Edrash Nashim in the Beit HaMikdash. Bo yoshev aleh, and he sat next to it. Shenemar miketh shevashanim, the moed shat of Shemitah, the Chag HaSukkot. Chazan HaKnesses noitel Sefer Torah, v'noitna l'roish HaKnesses. The Shamish would take the Sefer Torah, and he would give it to the Gabbai. Rosh HaKnesset Noisna L'Skan, the Gabbai would give the Sefer Torah to the second in line to the Kohen Gadol. V'Askan Noisna L'Kohen Gadol, the Skan would then give the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Noisna L'Melech. The Kohen Gadol would then give the Sefer Torah to the king, as we want to involve as many people as possible, as the pasuk says, V'Robam Hadras Melech. V'Amelech Oymedu Makabo, V'Kuri Yoshev. The Melech would stand up to receive the Sefer Torah from the Kohen Gadol, who would read the Sefer Torah sitting down. Even though we saw in the previous mission that the Kohen Gadol would read the Sefer Torah standing up, the Melech is more mechubed than the Kohen Gadol. He could read the Sefer Torah sitting down. Agrippa HaMelech Amad B'Kibal V'Kara Oimid. Agrippa HaMelech, who was from Hordas, and the Beit HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed in his days, he stood up to receive the Sefer Torah, and he read the Sefer Torah standing. V'Shibchu Chachamim. The Chachamim praised him for this, even though we have a Klal Melech Shemacho HaKvodo, in Kvodo Macho, a Melech cannot be Mecho on his Kavod. Here, since he was doing it L'Kavod HaTorah, the Chachamim praised him for this act. When he reached the pasuk that said, "You cannot put for yourself a king that comes from a ish nachri," his eyes dripped with tears, as Agrippa came from Gerim and was therefore puzzled for Malchus. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to Agrippa, "Al tis yare Agrippa, do not worry Agrippa, achinu ata, achinu ata, achinu ata, you are our brother. You are Kasher L'Malchus, since your mother is Meisrael, your mother is not from Gerim. The truth is, though, that this was considered chanufa, flattery that was out of place, as the emes is that Agrippus was Pasul L'Malchus, as a melech cannot come from Gerim, and all both parents have to be Meisrael. B'kairei Meitchilat Eilu Hasbar, Ad Shema. The melech would read from the beginning of the Mishnah Torah until Shema, Ushma Baharyan Shemo. He then read the parsha of Shema, and he would skip to the parsha of Baharyan Shemoa, and he would read after that the parsha of Baharyan Shemoa. Aser to Aser Kitachalul Aser. He would then read the parshas that deal with Maitras, the parsha of Aser to Aser. He then skipped to the parsha of Kitachalul Aser. The reason why he skipped to the parshas of Maitras is that he read the Torah on Sukkot, which is the time that they bring in the Tzvuah from the field, and it is a time to give the Matnos Aniyim. So we want to read this parsha in order that Klal Yisrael would be Mekayim the Matnas Aniyim properly. Uparshas HaMelech. He would then skip to Parshas HaMelech, the parsha of Son Tussim, Alech HaMelech, Ubrachos Uklos. He would then skip and read the parshas that deal with the brachos and klos. Asher Gomer Kol Parsha until he finishes the parsha which deals with brachos and klos. Brachos Shekohen Gadol Mevarech Hoyson. HaMelech Mevarech Hoyson. The eight brachos that the Kohen Gadol said after he read the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippurim, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, the Melech would also say those eight brachas. The only difference is that the Kohen Gadol, he would end off the bracha of Atzer Brachatana with Melech Meichel Soleach La'avinu, since he said the brachas on Yom Kippurim, while the Melech, who said the brachas on Sukkot, would end that bracha with Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim.